T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us now is Margaret Brennan, the host of CBS's Face the Nation. Margaret, Kamala Harris is in Arizona. That state, almost total ban on abortions going into effect. How big do we expect this issue to be during the upcoming elections?
Well, the issue of abortion access or reproductive health access, as the Democratic campaigns are phrasing it, is something that Democrats hope will galvanize supporters or even those who are more conservative but believe there should not be government restriction to come out and vote in November to drive up turnout and hope will benefit Joe Biden. The president says personally he's not comfortable with abortion, not a big fan of it is the phrase he's used, but he believes that there should be a woman's decision and that the protections that the courts had upheld in Roe versus Wade should be written into law. It's probably too complicated to write that into federal law at this point, and the fight is really at the state level. We'll talk to Mark Kelly, the Democratic Senator of Arizona, about what is happening in his state as the courts and the legislature continue to fight.
Another fight that could be at the state level is over student loan debt forgiveness, Biden announcing more of that, but Republican states have been pushing back, trying to block it. So do we have any idea how this is going to play out?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, the Biden White House has tried and carried out smaller versions of the debt relief package he had originally announced that was held up by the courts. Stopped by the courts, I should say. We know just today the administration announced that it is canceling another $7.4 billion in student loans. That's loan forgiveness. This is separate from his plan to cancel debt. This is controversial. But what you do see here, the argument by the administration is that young people in particular are unfairly burdened, particularly those in the lower income levels, by this extraordinary cost that now goes along with secondary education. The populist argument here, of course, is one that resonates with young voters who are going to be key to reelecting Joe Biden. He needs young voters who might be frustrated with him on other issues or not enthusiastic about an 81-year-old reelection of running for reelection. Maybe on this one he wins some points. That's the cynical political play, the financial one, obviously, for some people, feels good.
Yeah, and your other guests include the director of the IMF and David Sanger from the New York Times. What are the topics there?
Kristalina Georgieva, she is the director of the International Monetary Fund. That's the IMF, as you know it. We're going to talk to her about the projections for the global economy. The economy here in the United States is the number one issue for voters, period. End of story, no matter what your political party is. We want to understand how the United States fits into the global economy, whether the problems being experienced in China, for example, right now, might become problems for the United States and to get her read on the state of inflation. We saw once again in the month of March that inflation data was hotter than expected, higher than expected. This is not helpful to the Biden administration, which had been arguing that it has a clear path of inflation moderating and prices coming, prices no longer climbing the way they had been. So we're going to talk to her as an economist about what to expect and also whether the Federal Reserve will be able to cut interest rates.
All right, Margaret Brennan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.